Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with employment and liability attorney Jamie Wright Esquire from Los Angeles, and she's with us today to talk about federal mask mandates for businesses. Should be interesting and really great to have you with us once again, Jamie, on the program.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so very much.
You're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to being informed well by you to hear today. So for starters, tell us, what is the current status of the federal mask mandates as it relates to small to large businesses today?
Yeah, so there is a current federal mask mandate where everybody has to wear a mask and stand 6 feet or keep 6 feet of distance between one another. So you have to wear the mask. Some states, however, aren't requiring masks. So that's currently the subject of a lot of litigation.
Yeah, for sure on that. I bet so. Now, how does an employee prove a religious exemption, first of all? And what about those individuals that don't want to get the vaccine for personal beliefs?
The personal belief exemption, particularly in places like California, they got rid of that back in 2015. There is, however, the religious exemption as well as the ADA exemption for disabilities and or medical conditions.
Another question for you, Jamie. If vaccinated, are employers still required to randomly test employees, and can an employee opt to just be tested daily?
So that's one of the things that's really important. Last week, OSHA suspended their mandate temporarily. There is some litigation that is currently pending before the Supreme Court regarding this very issue, regarding a blanket mandate. And then when OSHA did that, many of the other states did as well. They suspended their current blanket mandate. So but currently some local jurisdictions are still requiring weekly testing. Yes.
Once again, joined here on the program is employment liability attorney Jamie Wright Esquire from Los Angeles here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, let's say one is vaccinated. Do they still have to wear a mask at work? That's the first question. And as many of the folks are going back into the office, will physical distancing, will that still be in effect under these scenarios?
So your employer will likely have that policy. It is something that I know local governments are mandating, and most companies are mandating that as well.
I'm sure just wanting to be on the safe side, that makes sense. Now, let's say that one is, they test positive for COVID. Can they get sick leave to recover from a COVID infection? What is the situation on that?
Yeah, now, so that's the other thing. So there is some federal sick leave law that's been added in, and then most states and local jurisdictions have added in additional time. For instance, where I live, LA County is giving an extra 80 hours, and the city of LA is giving an extra 80 hours of sick leave up and through the end of the local government, in this case, the County Board of Supervisors and the City of LA, declaring the end of the emergency status for COVID. So there is federal time, and then your state and or local government also has additional time. So, yeah.
Jamie, once again, thanks for joining us once again and for getting us up to speed on federal mask mandates as it pertains to businesses. Really appreciate all the help in those regards. As we conclude, any final words or a takeaway or a thought or anything else you'd like to share as we do wrap things up here today?
I would just suggest that people always talk to their HR representative if they're unclear. And for anybody who's an HR professional, always consult OSHA. Go to the Cal OSHA website. And, you know, if you have a local chamber of commerce, they're a great resource for giving you the information about what's the latest and greatest in terms of masks and vaccine mandates.
Jamie, certainly appreciate that advice. Most helpful. And if listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on your firm there in L.A., where's the best place online to do so?
Oh, I'm easy to find. I can be found at Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, W-R-I-G-H-T. ESQ.com, or you can call me at 866-731-7505.
Certainly easy and convenient access. Jamie, thanks so much. Again, folks, for more information, visit JamieWrightESQ.com. Jamie, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, you're more than welcome. We should be thanking you for yours, and we really appreciate it. Again, we've been speaking with employment liability attorney Jamie Wright, Esquire from Los Angeles. And once again, for all the details, visit JamieWrightESQ.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.